This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Take on this without me interrupting. Yeah, it's so frustrating because I don't even think I can coherently or eloquently put into words the visions in my head for where this goes, Mike. But it's been written in 1984. It's been written in Animal Farm. It's been written by A Brave New World, The Brave New World Revisited. I mean, so the visions are already out there, and we've all been through this. We're all connected, Mike. So. We're just tapping into that, I guess you could say, because we're healthy individuals that have connection to our pineal gland, how we have connection to our gut and the history of our lineage, and so we remember all of that. But, Mike, we see what they're doing. Oh, the planet's going to end in 10 years. Oh, cows and farmers, they're the problem, so eat fake beef. Oh, there's 76 genders. Oh, men can have babies. Men can have periods. It's all distorting, blurring the lines of reality. And I'm just trying to envision, what is the world going to be like for a kid growing up in 50 years? And it's not going to be the world. It's going to be, if the leftist trend catches ground and goes global like the plan was, and we don't resist this, in 50 years, children are not going to hear, they're not going to know anything, what a boy is, what a girl is, what a cow is. It'll all be demonized. There'll be no such thing as pregnancies. I mean, and you say, oh, that's extreme. Well, that's where this goes, Mike. That's the trend. These things don't stop.
They won't even know what human is. So here's a little snippet of what you're going to see in the near future. You'll have a woke progressive couple that has a baby, and they claim the baby is a panda. Because pandas are an endangered species. So they will raise a human boy as a female panda. So you'll have actual transgender, trans species children who are raised by progressive parents who think they're saving the world from species extinction. And what they're doing is, of course, completely insane. They should be in insane asylums, but they will treat their human child as a panda, and they will feed it like a panda's diet, you know, and they'll have it injected with panda hormones. You see where I'm going? This is exactly what's happening right now, just one step further with cross-speciesism, if you will. That's what's coming. And if you are opposed to it, Owen, you are an intolerant anti-panda bigot. Just, by the way, I'm the first to tell you that, by the way. You are an anti-panda bigot. I can see it in your future. You're opposed to turning human babies into pandas. Shame on you. But that's kind of what's coming. And the ones they don't turn into pandas and eagles and field mice and whatever, they will just eat them for the non-meat burgers. So Soylent Green is coming. Mass insanity. Dogs and cats living together. Right? Total chaos. That's what's coming. It's no joke. We can make fun of it, but it's really happening. It's coming, Owen.
And that's the thing, too. If they'll roll out the microchips and make that trendy. And whatever they release to the public won't be the real thing. You'll just die and get logged into some machine, for your energy or whatever it is. But Mike, yeah, I'm sitting here. I don't know if you Matt Groening has a unbelievable ability to somehow predict the future in his cartoons. And hearing you talk about that, I'm thinking about Futurama. I don't know if you've ever seen that. You know, there's all these different species on Earth in Futurama in the year 3000. I'm beginning to think maybe they're all just human, but they're just cross species, so genetically modified in 1,000 years, a human will be such a rare thing, it'll be almost extinct. You won't even be able to find a human anymore.
Yeah, well, they despise humanity. This is what's key to understand. Because they are demonic, they despise any biological being who is created in the image of God. So this is about destroying life, destroying God, destroying creativity, light, and truth. Ultimately, this is very philosophical. But I know you know that.
Yeah, and at a deeper level, Mike, I mean, look, I've only been on this planet 30 years. I just wonder how many lines of reality have been distorted on this Earth to get us where we're at now. Like, I mean, I can't even fathom. I really can't even fathom. I don't think it's as bad as it could be. But all right, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Mike Adams, great stuff as Thanks always. You can find his content at band.video, naturalnews.com.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're into the fourth and final hour of the Alex Jones Show today. We're about to be joined by Carpe Donctum. I'll hop over to the war room to do 1 hour, where I'm going to be breaking something down very, very important. You're not going to want to miss that. But you're not going to want to miss Carpe Donctum joining me in just a second either. And you're really not going to want to miss out on the specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Up to 70% off supplements and products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. So I would suggest, I would take my advice and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, folks. You're going to love it. It's 40% off right now. That is a great discount. And when you consider the free shipping, you're getting big savings on that. The air filter, a heavier item, more expensive to ship. We'll cover those costs as part of the Everything Must Go emergency sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you don't have an air filter in your home yet, what are you waiting for? Now's the time. The best air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And with free shipping, big savings. So those are the type of deals we have at InfoWarsStore.com happening right now. Be sure to take advantage of this before it's too late. Take advantage of 75% off the 8-pack power stack. I mean, that's the best deal going. It's a joke. We're giving away in total supplement packages right now. I mean, you go to the supplement store, similar products will cost you $120, $150 bucks. It's on sale for $30 right now. Just take advantage of this. We're basically giving it away at cost. It's all part of the Everything Must Go emergency sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Carpe Donctum. Always a pleasure to be joined by Carpe Donctum here on the Alex Jones Show. And he makes the memes that make the left go bananas. And so right now, they're obsessing over some meme now saying it's hateful. So what is the latest? What is the latest thought crime you have engaged in, Carpe?
So the latest thing is Media Matters. Media Matters wrote a hit piece on Meme World. They're accusing.
Hey, whoa, yeah, hey guys, actually, let's give them a round of applause. Yeah. Great job. Great job to MemeWorld.com. Great job to Carpe Donctum. Who else makes the memes over there?
You know, we've got Mad Liberals, we've got Soul Memes, we've got Trollosaurus Rex,
yes, we have... Give them all the shouts, give them all the love.
Let's see, we got Ben Garrison over there, we've got, Geek Squad, or the Geeks team that got in so much trouble.
Well, congratulations.
I've got my stuff, everybody else.
Congratulations to everybody over at MemeWorld.com for making this possible. Once you get the Media Matters hit piece, you know you've made it.
Exactly. If you're not getting attacked by Media Matters, you're not doing your job, is what I say.
Yeah,
so
go harder if you haven't got attacked by Media Matters.
So they're accusing the website of, well, first of all, being filled with violent content, which, I mean, there's some violent content on there, but they're attacking. One of my favorite part of the article is when they talk about how the site is anti-Semitic because I have a video up there of a rat stealing someone's wallet, and Bernie Sanders' head is put on the rat. So apparently, since he's Jewish, that's clearly an anti-Semitic trope or whatever. So it has nothing to do with him being socialist and stealing money from people for himself. But
wait a second, they're the anti-Semites for associating that with Jews.
Exactly. Like,
that Media Matters is anti-Semitic towards Jews.
Apparently, how else could you take that? Like,
no, seriously, no, Carvey. Why does Media Matters hate Jewish people?
I don't know. I mean, I can't see a good reason why they would. But
I'm devastated right now by Media Matters' blatant bigotry towards Jewish people to even compare the plights of socialism to
Jews. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in Media Matters. You know, I just have to say that I really thought they were better than this, but apparently not.
Media Matters, you're better than that. Your mother used to tell you that. You're better than that.
Be best. Be best, Media Matters.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. So but yeah. You're not even allowed. But here's the thing. See, it's like you said, like, okay, yeah, there's some violent content on there. You're not denying reality. They put out crap showing Trump getting killed. It's like an annual ritual for them. But oh my God.
Oh, it's a weekly ritual. It's not annual.
But they deny it. They act like they don't do it.
Right. I mean, last week we had, I think there was two really solid instances. One was,
Nancy
Tom,
Pelosi's high heel shoe.
Right. And then Tom Arnold was talking about the JFK assassinations.
Oh, Hillary Clinton also sent that fake JFK letter.
Right. But, well, Thomas was worse because he was like, people showed up for JFK, too. And, you know, this is when Trump is in Dallas.
Seriously, Tom Arnold, I almost feel like we should say a prayer. I mean, heroin or whatever this guy's on, he needs help.
He does. He really does need help. Yeah, see, the what you're showing right now, this is anti-Semitism, and now you're guilty of it, too.
I get it, though. So, but that's the funny thing. It's Media Matters that sees this, and they think, wow, you just depicted a Jew going into your purse and stealing a dollar.
Right.
But you're just really, it's a socialist.
The title even says socialist. It's not like if we were trying to be anti-Semitic, it would say Jew steals money or something.
Let's say you even did do that. So what?
Socialist Bernie Sanders will steal your money right out of your purse.
You can't make jokes anymore?
No, and he can't. He can't.
You know who does a lot of good Jew jokes?
Who's that?
South Park.
Oh, God. We're back to that already. Before we do that, I want to show you this. A friend of mine made this.
America great again.
That's what we're going to do.
Is that a new hat you've made?
It's Brick Suit made it. Have you seen that guy? He runs around, goes to Trump rallies, and he wears this suit that looks like a brick wall.
I don't think I have. I'm surprised, but I don't believe I have.
At some point, he was up on stage with Trump, sometime in the last year. But anyway, he's one of the contributors at the site, too. So,
hey, what do you think about this? You've already been targeted by the left. Have you seen this new thing? They've launched a website now where they're literally doxing people publicly. And
oh, I know.
You've seen this?
I've seen it. That's insane. I was just talking to Jack about that yesterday, that, like, I think we're all surprised that it took this long for them to make a website where they just, blatantly dox anybody that's ever donated to
Trump. Well, it's been in the works for a while. I think that right now the Democrats are so desperate now, and really their plans have actually been exposed so many times. I think they've been putting it off. But you had Obama at the Soros fundraiser yesterday, the same day
they saw that.
Their website. So it's all very coordinated.
Yeah, he was at Alex's Alex Soros or whatever his fundraiser.
Yeah, he's there. It's Alex Soros, Terry McAuliffe, Eric Holder, And so they're all at a Soros fundraiser. Do you know what the fundraiser was for?
Evil and bigotry? I don't know.
No, but get this. It's for redistricting New York. So why do McAuliffe or Holder or Obama even have any interest in that? So there's something else.
Why would you need to redistrict New York?
There's something else afoot. Well, the Democrats are constantly engaged in gerrymandering.
Right. I mean, they have solid control over New York. I don't even know why they would need to bother. But I mean, I'm guessing
afraid,
that money.
Maybe they're afraid of Trump getting some New York votes or something. Or maybe they're trying to keep AOC in office by redistricting. I don't know. I don't think that's really what it's about. I think that's a front.
Yeah.
To have Obama and Holder and McAuliffe there for a redistricting of New York, it doesn't add up to me.
You know, we're not allowed to have this conversation right now because this is an anti-Semitic conversation because George Soros is Jewish.
Oh, my gosh, that's true.
So, I mean, you've just completely just killed.
Hold on, guys. Show that picture again with Obama and Soros. This is unbelievable. Look at this. Two white guys meeting in New York.
And now it's a racist show.
No. Look, there's two white guys right there to redistrict New York. I'm sick of these white guys. I'm sick of all of them.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Guys and gals, let's not discriminate. And all the other 95,000 genders.
The wheel is not
Halloween is coming up.
The wheels of his Mustangs.
Have you got your costume yet? If not,
45 true death.
We've got your costume at InfoWarsStore.com. Who wouldn't want to be the most banned man on the planet, Alex Jones, for Halloween? Hmm? Imagine how scared your liberal neighbors will be when you show up dressed as Alex Jones. They might lock their doors and hide. You'll never see them again. Mmm. So, get your Halloween costume from InfoWarsStore.com, the Alex Jones mask. Ladies and gentlemen, be Alex Jones for Halloween. What will scare your liberal neighbors more? InfoWarsStore.com, everything must go sale. Check it out. All right, Carpe Donctum, meme legend. I've got to just do this on air. I'm going to be that guy. Can I be that guy for a segment, Carpe?
Go ahead and be that guy.
I gotta be that guy. He already knows that guy because he deals with that guy all the time. Guys, I got a new meme idea for Carpe Donctum. And because so the Democrats are all panicked over this lynching comment. There's a whole ABC News thread. It's like 30 tweets long of all the Republicans and Democrats and all these people disavowing Trump's lynching comments. So there's memes galore to be made, I think, here. But I've got the meme for you. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm going to be that guy. I know you love this. It's your favorite part of the day. So I don't know if you've seen the movie The Ridiculous Six, but there's a scene where Taylor Lautner's character is being lynched and they can't kill him. And so he's literally swinging from the noose, dancing, doing the running man, laughing, having a good time. So I think, play the video, you put Trump's face on Taylor Lautner's character and then you have Pelosi and Schumer and Schiff all next to him doing the hanging, and Brennan, and so there's Trump right there. He's laughing, having a good time, and Schiff pulls the lever, and all the Democrats and the media cheer, and they're all happy, and oh my gosh, they got Trump! Except, no, he's laughing. They can't get him, and so now they're shocked. They're like, what's going on here? And then Trump does a dance, he's making jokes, and the media doesn't know what to do, the Democrats don't know what to do. So there you go. So that I just was that guy, and now Trump's swinging. Go back, guys. What are you doing? Now you see Trump swinging, having a good time with the political lynching, showing them his karate moves. So there you go. So that's just a meme idea for you there from the Ridiculous Six. I
will consider that.
I was just that guy.
And if I ever want to be banned from social media, I will definitely do that.
Well, it depicts Trump being hung. That'll be promoted.
You know what? They would be the type that would come after me because of that. They'd be like, oh, this is an incitement of violence against Trump. Just because they know it would get me in trouble.
But that gives you even more reason to do it.
I will look at it very seriously. I think
you see what I just did here? I just put so much pressure on him live on air. And now it's if he doesn't take my meme, like, oh, my gosh, does he hate me? Is he even my friend?
I'm pretty sure if I don't do the meme, it means I'm not your friend. I think that's what that means.
Well, I'll be very...
I'm feeling the pressure. I mean, I'm sweating bullets over here. Oh, my God.
It'll be like a lynching if you don't do it.
Yeah, I will be lynched if I don't do it.
Here's the amazing thing, though. Again, they are the ones who are engaging in violence. They are the ones now doxing people. Of course, they all brag about how they doxed you. Everybody loves to do that now. It's like a scalp to them, right? It's like, aha, we got him. And they hold up your name like it's a scalp.
Right. Kathy Griffin did it the other day. She said she was going to come to She was gonna see me in Kansas City or something. I don't know.
What? Insane.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin. She was mad about the Kingsman video, and someone said that I made it, and then they said my name, and then so she called out my name and said something about seeing me in Kansas City sooner rather than later or something like that. I don't know, it was crazy.
Maybe she's going there for the barbecue.
I kind of doubt it, but
this is the same lady who holds up, who physically did a photo shoot with a decapitated Trump head, who's triggered over a cartoon.
No, she was mad. She's mad because she's actually in the video, I think. But
oh, you know what,
like, towards the end.
I think it's time for us to go next level. Are you ready for this?
Even more next level than the last next level we just did?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
In fact, we're actually like skipping two levels. We're going into like warp zone here.
Okay.
I think it's time for us live on the Alex Jones Show to disavow all Looney Tunes because they depict violence against animals. They depict violence against animals of color. And
right.
So I think it's time for us to disavow Looney Tunes, disavow Warner Brothers, and this is just the beginning. But I disavow Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and Yosemite Sam and Marvin the Martian and Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. There's so much bigotry and discrimination and violence in Looney Tunes. I disavow.
I disavow as well, but I want to go a step further. I believe that Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner is a racist cartoon. It's obviously, I mean, the coyote.
Don't even get me started on Speedy Gonzales.
Speedy Gonzales. I mean, well, clearly, but Wile E. All of the violence is directed towards people of color or animals of color, whatever they may be. So yeah, I totally disavow all Warner Brothers products and all cartoons.
The crew also just pointed me, how about the bigotry with Pepe Le Pew? Like every French person is a serial rapist?
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Can you imagine the womanization of a Pepe Le Pew?
I think Pepe Le Pew is
one of the craziest things. Don't laugh. You think this is funny?
Are
you laughing at the abuse of Pepe Le Pew?
I can't. I'm thinking back to my childhood watching those cartoons. How did those cartoons even make it on the air?
Think about Foghorn Leghorn.
He scares that cat to death every single time. Like, that cat is, like, terrified of him.
No, but you're right. These cartoons wouldn't even be allowed on television in this day and age.
Right.
And they're, like, the greatest ever. Like, it's well known. Like, the Looney Tunes broke ground for cartoons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. The Bugs Bunny ones are usually my favorite, but just thinking back on some of them, man, times have changed just a little bit since then.
I feel that the depiction of Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam is racist against white people. What? Hold on. This is a real story. They just found it. Exploring the hidden racist past of Looney Tunes. I didn't even know this was out there.
Oh, I'm sure. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Now listen, boy. Now listen good, boy.
I'll tell you,
boy that doesn't know how to play baseball, son.
Gender stereotypes. It's a killer, man.
That's it. Seriously, like, I'll play a. We should almost just play a Looney Tunes cartoon and just, like, break down all the bigotry.
Take you a breakdown.
Oh.
I want to get your take, not to go back to South Park, but here we go, back to South Park. I want to get your take on the first three episodes or four episodes of
it's
the
been brilliant. Let's do that. And you know, I just want to disavow Looney Tunes, too, for having the first gay frog ever on air, dancing about like a dandy, singing show tunes. I mean, it's just to stereotype gay frogs like that is just rude.
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point, and we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you get?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the Everything Must Go sale. Up to 70% off supplements and products at InfoWarsStore.com. Air filters, water filters, shampoo, toothpaste. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, it's your support there that allows me to come on air and host the Alex Jones Show with Carpe Dantum and engage in silly limericks and jokes with Carpe Dantum. But folks, it is no joke. Support your health. Get the iodine. Get the bodies, get the DNA Force Plus. It's the real deal. Filter your water, filter your air. Take advantage of the Everything Must Go sale at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Carpe, we were just calling out the blatant bigotry of Looney Tunes cartoons. I mean, how dare you?
Yes.
If you're Looney Tunes. But you had a question for me, so go ahead.
Oh, my question was just what you thought of the first three or four episodes of South Park. They've been going after China really hard.
The last one, Let Them Eat Goo, is that the fourth or third episode?
I think it's the fourth.
Okay, yeah, the crew. I got to say, South Park has always been ahead of its time, but now it's like reached this weird crucible where it used to be they're like 10 years ahead of their time. Now they're like 10 minutes ahead of their time.
Right.
And it's like they put out an episode and then reality follows almost immediately. We saw that with the China episodes. So to me, it's really just that South Park is doing what South Park has always done. It's just either they're so good or they're so keyed in on being ahead of their time. They've narrowed their linear scale to being immediate. So I think their
It's like they told the story of America like before it happened, and they're finally catching up with it now. You know
well,
what I mean?
And I love the fact they have no fear, and they're really kind of like the whole too big to fail notion. I mean, you can't get rid of South Park; it's way too popular. And I guess they still love doing it enough to keep making new content that is just incredible. But I think the Let Them Eat Goo episode, that this one might take a little bit longer to age, but it's they nailed it. And all these people that are promoting these meatless burgers need to see that episode and maybe get a little taste of what they're actually eating.
Right. Yeah, I like the part where he says this tastes awful. This tastes awful. And he's like, wait for it. And he's like, it tastes good. Yeah.
The Tegrity Burger.
Yeah, the Integrity Burger. Oh man, they've gone so hard against China, and I think it's great. They've had some shocking moments, where Randy kills Pooh Bear. I mean, that was just over the top.
Oh, I need some honey.
Yeah,
there's a jar of honey sitting in an alley.
Right.
But again, South Park, it's like. That's what I'm saying. It's like South Park called out China the minute before calling out China became a crime in the NBA.
Right.
And so it's like everything just kind of followed, and then they put out the episode banned in China. It literally gets banned in China.
Right.
You can't even – you can't make that up.
Yeah, it's they've been very prophetic in the past, and I think this is just another one of those things. Hey, you know, I think it's funny also that, you know, they've made this like whole side plot of the Tegrity Farms thing, going after like the, you know, the fight between like marijuana growers and like big companies that are trying to just make a buck and expanding into China. I love how he goes to China and they open up his suitcase and they're like, what is all this? And he's like, it's weed.
And he's marijuana. Like,
Yeah.
So no one else, you know what the thing is though? And it's almost like South Park has an obligation to stick around because no one else is allowed. South Park is grandfathered into making these jokes. Nobody else can make these jokes anymore on television. They wouldn't get a season. They wouldn't get a pilot.
No, and you know, I think that Matt Stone and Trey are they're probably at the point now where they're like, if we get canceled, we just get canceled. Like we've been doing this for like 20 years, and they don't. They're not really beholden to anybody. I don't think that this is.
Well, if you recall, they've actually reached, I would say, probably twice in their careers making South Park where they've wanted to be canceled.
Right. Well, wasn't it last season that they had, like, hashtag cancel South Park as, like, the ending frame of every episode?
Yeah, it was the year before it, but yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've always pushed the envelope. I still remember the first season or one of the first seasons they were feeding bacon to a pig on camera on their DVD extras and just saying, oh, you taste so good, don't you? And it's like they've always just been like way out there, but hilarious at the same time.
Yeah, they showed up to the those film awards or whatever, Tripping Acid. And then, of course, they had the entire theater industry, live theater industry, hating them because their show Book of Mormon is the most successful musical ever on Broadway, right, by right. far.
Right. Well, and did you ever see their old musical they did, Cannibal the Musical? Did you ever see that?
No. Was that before?
It was a movie. It was a movie. I don't think it was ever performed, but it was. It's called Cannibal the Musical, and it's crazy. Well, worth watching.
I just wonder where, because again, South Park is like nobody else can really make jokes like they can. They're kind of grandfathered in. It's like the last relic of 90s pop culture entertainment. That thread of not giving a you know what and giving the middle finger to PC. It's like they're the last bastion of that. So now they almost have a duty to stick around. But I love the fact because really here's what it is to me. Obviously, they've made plenty of money making South Park, millions of dollars. They don't need money. And so they sit here and give the middle finger like, yeah, we don't care. Ban us in China. We'd rather have American freedom right. than Chinese money. But then you have the NBA, these spoiled rotten brats making $20 million a year who still want that Chinese money. And it just right. goes to show you the difference in the philosophical approach of what being happy is and what being American is.
Well, and you know, South Park, and like you said, there's very few shows out there like it. But South Park has done a really good job over the course of its runtime of making fun of everybody, and they get away with how far they go on certain things because they are guilty of making fun of everyone equally. I mean, they'll go after you know, Mormons, they've gone after Scientologists, they've gone after Christians, they've gone after like every group that you can think of. Rich black Democrats, they've gone after rich white Republicans, they've gone after rich white black people. I mean, like, they've gone all over the gambit of...
Yeah, they parody Trump all the time, and I think it's right. funny.
Yeah, a lot of their parodies are funny. Now, contrast it with the way that The Simpsons went. The Simpsons have gone full social justice warrior. I watched part of an episode, I think it was a couple weeks ago, and it's just one of the worst travesties.
Yeah, they had the whole jihad. They had the whole jihad squad featured in an episode taking Trump out. I'm not even right. sure if Matt Groening is even involved really in that show anymore. I think it's just kind of just a Fox staple now because Matt's writing his own show for Netflix, Disenchantment.
Right.
But, which isn't bad, but yeah, I don't know if he really has any say in The Simpsons anymore. Hey, a final 30 seconds, Carpe. Take us to break. Plug anything you got coming up.
So I don't have anything specific coming up. I've always got memeworld.com. Site is updated, you know, daily. We've got 15, 16 contributors that are constantly putting new content up there. Go over to memeworld.com. Check that out. You can always find all of the newest stuff from me and all of my friends there. And obviously you'll find terrible, terrible stuff there. So don't actually take my advice. Don't go there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individual.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Itself with the anti-American communist globalist criminal confab that they hate, and they don't realize how they're being used like pawns in a game of global chess, geopolitical chess, and they have a very short-sighted vision of history and the future. And so they're openly engaging in all this right now, and they don't realize how they're their own worst enemy. Alex Jones breaks down how the leftists are being used like pawns in chess.
What do socialism, communism, and globalism all have in common? They're all command and control, centralized systems that have a Politburo or a group of bureaucrats, technocrats that run them. And if you study the top Fortune 100 companies and the big banks, to a company, they finance the move towards centralization and towards world government. So when President Trump gets up there and says, socialism, communism, and globalism are our enemies, he is singling out the true enemy of humanity, and that's why the system is so incredibly scared. The 20th century industrialized and computerized everything, and humanity really got sucker punched by these guys with all the Hollywood propaganda. But 19 years into the 21st century, humanity is coming back from the dead and really realizing what's happening and understanding how these big multinational corporations aren't liberal. They're fascistic. They're authoritarian. But they package themselves as liberal and loving. The truth is they're trying to create a planet that's post-human, where normal natural human activity has been basically outlawed and everything is artificiality, where you've got to get government and corporate approval to even have a child. Because we've been so poisoned, it's impossible to have a child. That's their final revolution, ending what we are as a species forever. That's what the Carnegie Endowment was tasked to do at the end of World War II, and that's their plan. And that's why they're so upset at President Trump. That's why they're so upset at InfoWars. InfoWars is credited by the leftist-run CIA and by the Ford Foundation and by Media Matters and by all these different globalist organs as launching Trump. And as writing the talking points for the global resistance. But we really didn't do that. We simply studied the white papers of the Chi-Coms and the EU and the Council on Foreign Relations and the transhumanist movements and understood what their real sneak attack revolution against humanity was and decided to say, hey, I bet folks will want to hear about this, especially as it begins to actually manifest and emerge, and I bet people will resist it. And you know what? My basic understanding of reality and history turned out to be damn right. And so I want the enemy to know I didn't bring this resistance. I simply helped point it out, and I bet on humanity, something you haven't been doing. So if you want to stand with humanity and stand with InfoWars and stand with President Trump, spread the word about this live broadcast, spread the word about the articles, and buy some products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because without you supporting us, the enemy will win. You take action, we are going to kick some major globalist ass into the future and have a pro-human future.
We're fighting a campaign against leftists, socialists, and globalists who want to return to reckless wars, open borders, rampant crime, and totally disastrous one-way trade deals. We're changing that one around very quickly. They believe America is the world's piggy bank and that your tax dollars should subsidize the economy, military, and defense of every other nation in the world but our own. It's not happening anymore. Our political opposition made its fortune selling out our nation and its citizens, and you know that's what's been happening, and that's why 2016 was so important, and that's why 2020, I can never say it's more important, but you know, it's like the roots of a tree. You plant a baby tree, it's got to catch. Get that extra time, we'll have more tax cuts, we'll have even, I'll tell you what, we have rebuilt our military. What we've done has never been done before.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, last 5 minutes of the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And where do we really go from here? What do I want to use this final 5 minutes for until I take over the war room from 3 to 4 p.m. Central, and then Harrison finishes it off for me till 6 p.m., normally where I'm at. But, you know, ever since coming on board here at InfoWars and being a part of it, what we see is we are tomorrow's news today, sometimes next month's news today, sometimes next year's news today, sometimes next decade's news today. And so when you see stories like Obama going to a Soros fundraiser, you're not surprised because we told you Obama was working with Soros. When you see stories about a website being launched called Racist Watch that literally maps out and names with addresses, names of individuals who donated to Trump's campaign in 2016, which is, of course, an intimidation factor to try to stop you from donating again, which ultimately probably won't matter. It's just this is the left engaged in domestic terror and now openly and publicly doxing people. Well, you're not surprised. We told you that as well. And it's a weird habit, and it's not even a habit. It's just we're focused. Like, if you're an athlete in competition, you don't dwell on the play from four plays ago or from two series ago or the shot from last quarter or the last hole or whatever sport you're playing. You have to move on. You're in a competition. You're in a battle. You have to win. You can't dwell on the past. You have to move forward and continue for victory. But I'm trying to make it a habit, because we pick up new audience members every day that don't get to see all the InfoWars content. They don't see all the content that was erased off YouTube, proving how right we were about all this stuff. So I went into the archives today. I had to go back months to find it. But we, and I explained it in the clip, I'm going to air it on the War Room coming up here at 3 p.m. But there's a reason why a lot of times when Alex comes on air and has intel, and he goes with it, it sounds crazy at the time, and you don't see till months later how accurate it actually was. And we have to do a lot of that around here. And there's a reason why other people don't do it. They're afraid for multiple reasons, and they want to fit in to the D.C., and really by extension, New York establishment that doesn't like the way we do things here at InfoWars. But we are just a representation, a manifestation of the Republic, screaming, fighting all the corruption that has now come full circle, and we're seeing it aimed at Donald Trump. So we see they complain about lynching. They literally depict Trump being lynched at leftist protests. They literally put up whole nooses and everything and guillotines or whatever to pretend, hey, here we are killing Trump in our weird ritual. But then Trump says a political lynching is happening to him, which is 100% accurate, and all of a sudden he's the worst guy in the world. How dare he say lynching? So Trump has to walk on a tightrope, but everyone else on the left, they can just run around on a big, wide-open field and do whatever the hell they want. Depict lynching Trump, depict chopping Trump's head off. CNN literally writes a thing about Hillary Clinton being lynched politically, and that's okay. But if Trump does it, well, it's the end of the world, isn't it? So this is just what you get from the left. They have – it's really amazing what the left has become, honestly. It's mind-boggling what they embrace, what they endorse, what they promote, and just what they do on the streets. It's sick. It is sick. So we just cover it, give you the inside information. That's why they hate us. That's why they ban us, ladies and gentlemen. So InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, but support yourself. Get the great products. Get the great supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The Everything Must Go sale is happening now. And you see the censorship runner, folks. And 2020 is now. It is 2020. The calendars may not have flipped yet, but for all intents and purposes, it's already 2020. So fill our engines with fuel by going to InfoWarsStore.com so that we can launch into this 2020 election cycle and get total victory for free speech in America. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to go sit in and host the War Room for an hour. Stay tuned to band.video and InfoWars.com/show.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.